Everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
Adam's on the phone. Adam, yeah, you got news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And here is the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter.
Initially, I was told from the jump, 3 to 4 weeks. I was told initially that the games that were most likely for him to come back were either the Vikings in week 4 or the Rams in week 5.
Adam Schefter on JGC is sponsored by Island Resort and Casino. Gaming, casual, and fine dining. 2 golf courses, a luxury spa, and live entertainment. Your total experience is at the Island.
All right, all right. Trade deadline has come and gone, and Adam Schefter joins us to break it all down. Good morning, Adam. How are you today? I know you got to hear that little rant there by our guy, Chu. Did it get you fired up a little bit this morning?
Yeah. Good morning, Jen, Gabe, and Johnny Raincloud. Nice to be with you all today.
He's applying my nickname to Chewy.
Can he hear us?
Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah, we've got you. I don't know if Chewy can hear you.
I think Chewy lost his internet.
I was going to say, he's staring off into the distance. Yeah. I wondered if, unfortunate.
Or he didn't find any humor in what I had to say.
Yeah. You know what he did? He shut it off. He was like, screw this. All right, so we just need to know, did you hear the Packers come up in any of the conversations? Obviously, they traded away Preston Smith to the Steelers for a 7th-round pick. There were some people in Packers community who thought maybe that was a setup piece for another move that never came. Did you hear the Packers' name at all yesterday besides that move?
No. No, that was the one thing I heard later in the day, is that they were trading him, and I never heard that they were close to getting anybody else. Now, again, I want to say that sometimes stories emerge the week after the trade deadline. You'll hear, oh, this team was talking to this player, this team was close to getting that guy. I mean, that happens all the time. It'll happen this week, I guarantee. On the Sunday morning shows, there'll be reports about how this team was zeroing in on this player and a deal is almost done. But I never heard, and it doesn't mean it didn't happen, but I did hear anything about Green Bay getting close in that regard.
I mean, what they did was an interesting move, though, Adam, to me, trading away Preston Smith, who's been a starter, who's played the second most snaps at a position. I mean, how often have you seen a team trade away a starter when they are 6-3 in hot in playoff contention?
Well, I think that they felt like they weren't going to bring him back, and I think what that tells you is they must believe in their young guys, and they think that it's time to get them on the field, and they probably believe in the upside of those young guys as much as they believed in what Preston Smith could bring them during the stretch run, which is why they made the move. Get back something, clear out the salary, save money, get the young guys on the field, and start the process moving along.
We lost Chewy again. He was back. Now he's gone again.
He's frozen now.
Yeah, he's having some technical difficulties there. I guess the question, so Gabe.
You know what it is? He must have smoke up his butt that's frozen everywhere.
See, I told you he heard that segment. I told you he was listening. Maybe. That could be it. I don't know. So Gabe was saying that, like, it would be fair to say that the Packers got worse this morning. Or yesterday, by trading away a player like Preston Smith, who has 54% of the snaps at that position, who is a veteran leader on a notoriously young team. I think the guys even crunched the numbers yesterday and said, once again, they are the youngest team in the league. Meanwhile, Adam, you got other teams in the NFC who got better by adding pieces. This doesn't feel like a great morning to be a Green Bay Packers fan.
Well, I don't, listen. I give the Packers the benefit of the doubt. They've made enough good moves on that roster to know what works and what doesn't work. And if they're moving on from Preston Smith to get the young pass rushers on the field, they must know that those guys have the potential to bring more to the defense than they believe Preston Smith could have down the stretch. They don't make that move if they feel like it makes them a worse team for a 7th-round draft pick. They're not doing that. So clearly, if and when we get explanations from them, I'm telling you that they have to believe that those guys are going to step in and be better than they would have been if they hadn't made that move.
I mean, then wouldn't they have just been playing over Preston Smith to begin with? Like, I have a hard time believing that somebody is playing.
Bench him?
Yeah, I mean, I have a hard, if he's a part of the rotation.
Well, by the way, You bench him. Now you got a player that's not happy there. You're creating a different locker room dynamic. There's other issues at play. And it, you know what? Sometimes veterans, the phrase that I've always heard, that, you know, veterans become progress stoppers. And they stop the progress of these young guys. And so let's see what these young guys do. And let's revisit this, right, at the end of the regular season. And let's see if the defense falls off or gets a little bit better.
I guess I'm not expecting much of a difference because Preston Smith hasn't been a contributor, but I trust the coaching staff, Shefty. I trust the coaching staff that has decided to put him out there as a starter and give him the second most snaps at defensive end.
But you're saying he hasn't been much of a contributor, right?
Yeah, well, that's so Lucas
Van production.
Yeah, Lucas Van Ness has been blocked one-on-one by a backup tight end multiple times this season, so I'm not expecting a lot from him.
Okay, well, we're going to find out, right? Because obviously, I don't believe that they make that move if they feel like it makes their team worse today.
Sure, but
I don't believe
that. I think it makes it, well, it makes them worse. It certainly makes them worse today, Adam. I don't know if they can defend that. Now, does that potentially give them does it give them potential to be better down the road? Certainly. But I have a hard time marrying together, like, oh, yeah, the guys they weren't playing are just going to step up and somehow be better. Like, okay, if they were that much better, they would have just played over Preston Smith to begin with.
You know, again, we're getting into a conversation that I'm not sophisticated enough. Honestly, like I'm not in that locker room and to be zeroing in on that one issue. So I'm only thinking of various other situations that I've covered through the years. And I think these decisions are not as simple as we're making them out to be. There's a lot more to them sometimes.
Well, Adam, let's get to this, though, because this is a space that you are good in. The seventh round pick. Some people look at it and scoff at it and say, what are you going to do with a seventh round pick? But I think that those are sweeteners. Seventh round picks are the things you throw in when you're either trying to move up in the draft or you're trying to make a deal and you go, we haven't gotten it to the finish line yet. Let's throw in the seventh round pick and then you're able to get the deal done. What is your perception of them getting a seventh round pick for Preston Smith?
They're giving him away is what they're doing. And I don't view it as much as the return. Because you're not counting on a seventh-round pick coming in to make your roster. You're not counting on you being able to use that seventh-round pick to steal your phrase as a sweetener. You have no idea what's going to come along. You're operating under the assumption that this is addition by subtraction. That's what it is. And it's not the addition of the seventh-round pick. It's the subtraction of Preston Smith. And I'm not trying to rag on him. Like they know what they're getting out of him better than I do. And they know what they're going to be getting out of his replacements better than I do. But again, I'm going to keep leaning back on it because it has to be true. A team in their position isn't trading a guy that they believe is valuable for a seventh round pick in their stretch run if they don't believe that they have people that are going to more than adequately replace him. They're just not doing it. Why would they do that? There is a reason, okay? I don't have the exact reason for you other than to say there's a reason they're doing this. So clearly they I know Preston Smith is a big name. I know he's been a longtime contributor. I know he's been somebody who's meant a lot to the organization, but clearly they felt like they would not miss much if they moved on from him.
I would argue the biggest move yesterday made, Adam, was by the Lions in the Packers division, who the Packers just lost to. How much better do you think Za'Darius Smith makes Detroit?
He's a good player, and he's about as well as they could have done in lieu of the circumstances. And what's amazing is Cleveland reached out to Detroit after Aiden Hutchinson got hurt. And I think everybody knows about Aiden Hutchinson. But people sometimes forget that the Lions also lost Marcus Davenport, so they were down two defensive ends who basically started the season for them, and they needed to come up with somebody for the stretch run. Look, the Lions have still looked like, to me, the best team in football, even without Aiden Hutchinson. They look like a powerhouse. And there was no reason for that team not to give up what it did to get in some type of reinforcement. Do I think Za'Darius Smith is going to come in there and light the world on fire? No. Do I think he's going to provide production and reliability? Yes. Do I think that when people get to go into a organization like that, the way that they're operating and the way that they're playing, it seems like it gets the best out of most everybody. That usually is the case. And Za'Darius Smith, you knew him in Green Bay. We know him in Minnesota. You didn't seem terribly concerned last week when I brought that up to you, the prospect that he was going to wind up in Detroit. That didn't seem to bother anybody there very much.
And well, that's because there was no chance the Packers were going to trade for him, right? Like the way things ended
here. Yeah, because he burned a bridge pretty bad here in Green Bay, so it wasn't like the Packers
bridge,
were in
the castle. Anything that he could burn, he did.
What did he do? What did he do at the end of his time in Green Bay there that left you all with a bad taste in your mouth?
So he
it's
was,
not so much us as it was like the front office and the coaching staff and the other players. But go ahead, Gabe.
His last year, he was not elected a captain. He was pretty tore up by that, was pretty upset by it. Decided to purchase, you know, the C that they put on the jersey, Adam? He bought a diamond-encrusted pendant that he could wear around his neck that had that C on him, so he declared himself, basically saying, hey, I know I'm a captain. And then there were some wonderings of, did he quit on the team? Because he didn't play it. He barely played the final year. I think he played the first game, then decided to sit out the rest of the season with a back injury.
Well, so obviously he left some people there for the best. Again, when I brought up his name last week, nobody seemed terribly bothered that he would wind up with the Detroit Lions.
I feel like it was just a foregone conclusion at that point, given the Aiden Hutchinson injury and what that they needed to supplement that position.
It's funny. When I spoke to both teams at one point, various points, and this had to be 2.5 weeks ago, and I hung up the conversation. I hung up the phone from one of those conversations. I said to myself, Za'Darius Smith is going to be the Detroit Lion. I don't know when this is happening, but this is going to happen. And it just took, I think, longer to get to that point because both teams were dragging their feet for various reasons on compensation, Browns wanting more, Lions wanting to give up less. Even Monday afternoon, I had heard that the two sides were encountering more issues. There were some challenges in getting the deal done. And then ultimately, in the end, what is Cleveland waiting on? They have to make the move. They got two wins. They're not going anywhere. Trade the guy away. And they were able to come up with the package, surprise, surprise, on the deadline day, because that's what happens, is the deadline spurs people into action, and it did there. And Za'Darius Smith winds up in Detroit, and I believe he'll be productive there.
Last thing for you, Adam, before we let you go, because we're having such a good time with you. Are you seeing a youth movement across the league? I'm not obtuse enough to believe that the Packers represent everything that goes on in every single franchise. Packers obviously are an anomaly, not having an owner, the only team in the league that does not have an owner to answer to. But it does seem like Goody and company are putting a premium on youth. And anytime, I saw a great joke yesterday that said something like, Brian Gutekunst is the NFL's Leonardo DiCaprio. Once you're 30, he doesn't want you anymore. Spring and pop. Are you seeing that across the league, or is that something that's more exclusive to Green Bay and the way Goody is building his rosters?
Well, I think it could be a little bit more exclusive to him, but I think it's true for everybody. Because the fact of the matter is, when you're paying players like Jordan Love, the contracts you have to offset them with cheap rookie contracts. And so you're looking for these guys to come in on these rookie deals, and you have to balance out your roster with rookie contracts. And there have to be rookies, young players, who can come in and contribute. You can't have a roster full of Jordan Loves and Josh Jacobs and players you're paying, because it is not financially doable nor sustainable. So there have to be people that come in on the lower price contract. So I think everybody is looking for youth. Maybe there's a bit more emphasis on it in Green Bay with them having to pay their quarterback the way they are. But everybody's looking for it, and they've been good enough as an organization to find good, young, talented players to be able to make the roster. So it's a credit to them that they've had the eye for the talent like Leonardo DiCaprio has had.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Stuck the landing.
Talented. All right, Adam. Have a great one. We'll talk to you again soon.
Tell Chewy good luck getting the smoke out of his butt today, okay?
All right, well, most certainly will. We'll pass it along.
It looks like he just got back on the stream, so he heard you say that. That's amazing. Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great week.
Adam Schefter, each and every week, brought to us by our friends at the Island Resort and Casino. It's a premier resort destination, the largest north of Milwaukee, with everything you like to do in one awesome location. So visit islandresortandcasino.com and book your total experience today.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Husky.
What was a rebound? Rebound? What did you just say?
Robust.
Robust.
You could say robust. Rebound. Doesn't robust sound like a nice word of saying just a click below fat?
No, buddy, you're not fat.
Well,
you're
there's
rebound.
Well, Charles Barkley.
There's another
round mound of rebound.
On 94.5 ESPN.